Don't try to paint the whole Mona Lisa in one go. All the tutorials show you how. Some mention how many sittings or painting sessions, but few tell you that you just paint one part a day, and sometimes you shouldn't even finish. The aim must never be to paint the whole Mona Lisa. That's crazy, that's awful, that's gonna make you tired and bored. But rather, to have a wonderful time painting some small, pretty part of her. If you sit down to paint a whole Mona Lisa, all the parts will cross and overlay and get mixed up and kick you out. Worst yet, you may trick yourself that you can't paint very well and not return to painting for decades or ever. Personally, I prefer to outline my portraits first, and I don't want to use any tricks. I just go freehand without any help. Unless I need to hurry. If there is no time, then you just overlay the thing and trace the outlines. You should also trace when painting a portrait for sale, as it is less surprising to hand in a realistic portrait. In my opinion, the work of an artist is far more important than the subject. Art is a superset of reality. But creating an impression of a subject and creating a portrait of a subject are two separate roads. As to whether to paint with oils or go digital, the answer is learn both, as one will teach you about the other. But if you are starting, use Krita and a $40 digital tablet. All you have to do to start is sit in front of your computer. As you can imagine, digital painting simulates oil paint, but it is infinitely more forgiving. Press the E key to put your brush into eraser mode, and with a single swipe, you can redo the problem area. Let me put it this way, and if there is one thing you take away from all of this, remember this. Digital painting truly deeply loves you. And if you take away two things, oh my gosh, there is something so important that can trip you up here. Don't use a mouse to paint. I know you think you can, but you can't because there is no pressure sensor. Just get the damn $40 tablet. Don't you dare to use a mouse. It's a terrible idea. Now, when you do sit down to painting just the eyes for the evening, people will advise you to follow some system. But there is no system. You simply need to paint what you feel is the next step on a separate layer. Just press the insert key and start working on the next thing that you feel you need to add to the eyes. If you need to restart, press the Del key to clear the entire layer. And if you feel you went too far, and for example, you don't need to keep the eyelashes and eyeshadow makeup on separate layers, just press Ctrl E to merge the layers and never think about it again. Just remember for the next time that you don't need to get fancy with eyelashes and eyeshadows. So you see, it is not a system, though you probably want to doodle an outline on the first layer and then just keep adding colors and details. Decades ago, in a speed painting video I found in a magazine or something similar, I saw a person avoid outlines entirely and just start by laying down wide brushes of color. Yes, eventually you will find comfort in some pattern, but you should never call it a system, and teaching a system could cause discomfort and confusion in your students. In conclusion, I would like to explain something about the title image. You are, in fact, not seeing a progression of steps, not exactly. What I'm doing here is turning on all the layers that make up my Mona Lisa's eyes. From my initial sketch, all the way out to makeup and eyebrows. To be more precise, the layer with reflections over the iris is just four little swipes of white that would not make much sense on their own. So one by one, I am turning on the layers or eye details on each layer that eventually create the eyes. If I feel that something is missing, I can easily go back and add it as each detail is isolated on its own layer. For example, the third layer over the more defined pencil sketch that gives the eyeballs roundness could use a little bit of blur. If I used a blur tool on that layer to even out the progression between the light browns and dark browns, it would have no impact whatsoever on the sharpness of the underlying pencil sketch or the details of the overlaying star background on the iris. Those are almost separate images. All added together, this is far too complex to reduce in some kind of a quote system, unquote. I simply isolate things on their own layers. If I worked with them later on, I won't smudge or damage anything else. Remember those two things though. Digital painting loves you, and don't use a mouse. You can't. Just don't try. Get a cheap pen and tablet.